Welcome to African Couch Potato, the mashup. I am Gino Shedile, and it's 2 days until Valentine's Day, which means we all have the same thing on our minds. How do we avoid spending money we don't have on the people we love the most? But in the real world, we wake up, go to work so we can make some money for our loved ones. And this is the premise of today's episode. How much money do people in media make? A lot of people are scared of a career in media, film, or television because of the rumors that it does not pay. I have personally experienced this. Growing up, I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a neurologist. I had good grades. I did maths. I did science, physical science, and I also did biology. Then when I was 16, I job shadowed at Cosmo Hospital in Witbank as a male nurse. I got put into a theater room. I saw a surgery. I dreamt of going to Cuba, and I was convinced that that was going to be my life moving forward. Then in grade 11, my maths teacher pulled me aside and asked me what I'm good at. I was confused until she pointed out that a lot of the stuff that I'd gotten awards for were things like writing. For example, I had been published. My poetry had been in some anthologies. I had won the Arts Festival twice for creative writing. And what she was trying to get me to think about or consider is a career in journalism and media. I was happy with this. My parents were not. I got home, I told my parents. My dad was like, after so many years of private school, you want to come and be a gossip monger or somebody who writes for Daily Sun. He did let me go, luckily, and he was able to afford me the opportunity to study at Rhodes, where my dreams took off. In the first year, they teach you absolutely everything from radio to print, design, as well as television. And then as the years go on, you get to specialize. And that's how I specialized in television. What's available now that wasn't available then was a list of industry salaries. And that's what I want to go through is some of the salaries that you can expect when you're going into the media space. What's nice about this list is that it's for people who still choose the safe side of media, such as marketing, advertising, and design work, instead of wanting to become movie stars or award-winning directors. Here are some of the figures according to Ad Talent Africa, and this survey was done in 2024. I'm going to kick things off with the creative space, then I'm going to go into advertising and media. We're going to start with design. They've split them into two regions, Cape Town and Johannesburg. I'm not going to read through absolutely all of the figures. I will make a link of this available on our blurb so you guys can go and check it out yourselves. But this is just to provide you with a ballpark figure and to let your partners know that should you be in media, they still can expect something for Valentine's Day. So this is what you can expect to get paid or remunerated monthly for the various roles. If you are a designer in Johannesburg and you've got less than 2 years experience, you can expect between 10,000 Rand and 18,000 Rand. If you have between 2 and 5 years of experience, you are considered a medium level designer and you can expect anything between 18 and 45,000 Rand. And if you have been a designer for more than 5 years, it's 45,000 Rand and more. In Johannesburg, the figures are close, but it's 10 to 17 if you're less than 2 years. So there's that 1,000 Rand difference. If you are a medium level designer, it's 17 to 40,000 Rand. The difference gets a bit bigger. It's by 5,000. And then if you have 5 years or more in terms of experience, it's 40,000 Rand. What they're trying to show you is that when it comes to different roles in different regions, you can expect more or less money because those skills are needed more or less depending on where you stay. For this designer role specifically, it would appear that in Johannesburg, there's more design work, it's more in demand, therefore the salary would be higher, whereas in Cape Town, not as much. Art director are the people who come and make a set look nice and pretty. They're the ones who decide if everybody's going to be wearing green, if the blood is going to look realistic or not. And what they're earning is, if they've got less than 2 years experience, is anything between 12,000 to 25,000 Rand a month. The medium levels, which is 2 to 5 years, would be 25 to 45,000 rand a month. And anybody who has worked for 5 years or more can expect between 45 to 65,000 rand. So you'll notice that the difference between a designer and the art director is that with the designer, they haven't capped it. It's 45,000 rand plus. I suppose it depends on the amount of work that you're doing and at which level. Whereas with the art director, surprisingly, they've capped it to say never ever in your life will you earn more than 65,000 rand a month as an art director, even if you are a senior one. Copywriter is a more common one. So a lot of my classmates who did journalism as well, their easier route, instead of me who loves the struggling artist approach, was to become copywriters. The reason I say it's more common is because as a writer, copywriter, you can write for pretty much anything. You can either write for a news channel as a desk producer. You can also work as a technical writer to write instructions at the back of a microwave packet or letting people know how they should microwave their noodles. It's a lot of ground. It requires a lot of people. There's always demand for copywriters, whether you're working on an advert or you're telling people how to put a pram together. In Johannesburg, you can expect anything from 18,000 to 25,000 as your first gig. That's less than 2 years experience. After that, you're jumping to 25,000 and 42,000. After that, you can expect between 25 and 52,000 rand a month. And then once you have 5 years experience, you're looking at anything between 52,000 and 70,000 rand. How Cape Town compares is that it drops by between 5 and 10,000 in each level. So whether you are a junior, mid-level or senior, you can expect quite a big difference whether you're living in Cape Town as opposed to living in Johannesburg. Studio manager, these are the people who run the floor. So for example, if you're working at a broadcaster, there are people who let you know that between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. we've got morning news and current affairs. So therefore, the studio needs to be ready by 4:30. The guys come in, they light everything up by 5 o'clock. The journalists come in, they're seated at their desks, makeup is done by 5:30. They start running their lines. That is the job of a studio manager. He can expect to earn 33,000 or 36,000 at his first gig. And I just want to say, so these numbers that have been put here on this survey have been well researched, but I don't think we should take them as gospel. And the reason that I'm saying this is because I personally know a studio manager who did not earn 33,000. So it always comes back to the employer and your contract with them, which is basically how much you agreed to when you took the job. So use these numbers as a ballpark figure and as a rough guide, but don't go to your next job and say, Gino said I must get 33,000, even though I still haven't worn my graduation gown because I'm only graduating in April. We now have promo directors and promo producers, which is something that never existed until 8 years ago when we all found out about it as we started working for agencies. There's an episode with Pearl Shorzy, the multi-award-winning Pearl Shorzy from Birthmark, and she takes you through what a promo director does and what a promo producer is. This is how much she would be paying her people. Between 22,000 and 32,000 if you are a junior, which is correct because that's where I was when I started. I have a whole career of 4 months in promo production. Then I got bored. If you have been working between 2 and 5 years, which was much longer than I had, you can expect between 32,000 to 60,000. After that, it's 60,000 to 80,000. And it's exactly the same between Johannesburg and Cape Town. Also, interestingly, they haven't put any figures for Durban and the rest of the country, which means that one, we either don't have as much demand for those skills out there, or two, everybody should move to Cape Town or Johannesburg. The next one is an animator. What an animator does is that they'll take the work of the designer and they will animate it, which means make it move or bring it to life. They earn 14,000 to 18,000 when they've got less than 2 years experience, between 18 and 35,000 for a medium position, and 35,000 to 57,000 for a senior role. You are listening to African Couch Potato, The Mashup, and today I'm taking you through a list of industry salaries so that you know how much people in media are expected to earn per month. Another common one here is video editor. So the camera people will shoot the stuff that needs to be shot, comes back into studio or a post-production facility. You have a logger who takes it off the cameras into the machine. Director comes, sits down and says, "Mr. Editor, this is what I want to see." The editor cuts it and puts it together. That's what Chad Pop does. You can also go check out his episode that we did with him last year in November. What they are expected to earn is between 10,000 to 17,000 Rand if they are a junior. If they are a medium level editor, it's 17,000 to 30,000. And if they are a senior editor, it's 30,000 to 48,000. So if ever you wanted to decide who you should date or not, first find out what their job title is, and then you can go look at this list and then see their spending habits and see if you have found your next husband or wife. We head on to a less common one, but that really should be the most common, especially living in South Africa, and that is a proofreader. So we have a lot of people writing stuff and nobody actually goes and checks those things. For example, Bonang, Somizi, anybody who's ever released a book from Fame alone and didn't take the time to read and correct their grammar, spell check, and to make sure that things make sense. What these elusive proofreaders earn is 15,000 to 20,000 at the first job, 20 to 30,000. Oh, I see now why we don't have these people, because they don't earn enough. So this is a monthly salary, 15 to 20 at your first job. Once you have 2 to 5 years experience, it's 20 to 30,000 Rand. And after that, it's capped at 47,000 Rand, which means that all of the manifestos, whether it's EFF or DA, will have spelling errors because there are not enough people who are in this role. Cape Town, the numbers are fairly similar, but they are less by 5,000 Rand. That's the creative space. I want to move to advertising and marketing, which are the safest options in media. Then we'll go to a new, I don't want to say trend, I don't want to say fad either, but a new industry, which is social media. Kicking off with advertising, if you are a client service person, so the person who is dealing with the people who are paying you for work, you can expect, if you're in Johannesburg, between 60,000 and 70,000. I know that this is not entirely true, so that's why I'm saying take these numbers with a pinch of salt, because client service can go as low as 15,000 Rand. But if you are really bringing in the business and you're taking care of the team and you're making sure that the client is happy, it can go to 85,000 Rand, which is what they've put here as somebody who is at a senior level, which means 5 years or plus. Then you have the account, not finance per se, but your account director, account manager, account executive. The difference between these people and normal accountants is that if you're an account director, you are in charge of a Coca-Cola account or a Pepsi account. You just basically handle the briefs, make sure that what we put out as a company is in line with what our clients want. So that account director would earn between 40 to 45,000 Rand a month in Johannesburg and 38 to 42,000 Rand a month in Cape Town. After that, at a medium level, they're going to earn between 45 and 50 in Johannesburg, 42 and 48 in Cape Town. Then they don't provide the figures for senior. An account manager is 25 to 27,000. So as account manager, you're going to be briefed by the account director. The manager is almost like what we would call a traffic manager, making sure that Kevin does what he's supposed to do, Tando does what she's supposed to do, are the printers working, are we able to print the minutes from each meeting. You're basically handling the project, so it's more of a project management role. They're earning between 25 to 27,000 a month and between 27 and 36,000 Rand a month if they are from a medium level, and again, we don't have any figures for a senior level. Your strategic planner, even though it's in the media space, but really, like, you can have a background from pretty much anywhere that deals with strategy. And you come into the business to say, this is how we're going to either grow, or this is how we're going to handle our projects moving forward. So these are the people who want us to work with some sort of a roadmap to make sure that we achieve all of our outcomes. Their salary starts at 18,000 up until 30,000 for the first 2 years, then 30 to 47,000 for between 2 to 5 years. And then after that, it's more than 47,000 rand. And it's exactly the same in both Johannesburg and Cape Town. When it comes to marketing, the head of a digital marketing agency would earn 55,000 rand to 66,000 rand. Again, they say it's between 0 to 2 years, which again is, for me, a bit misleading, because you're not going to walk out of college and become the head of a digital marketing agency. You have to earn your wings. So these numbers are a bit sketchy, but they've put them here, 55 to 66,000 and medium level, 66 to 85,000, 5 and above is 85,000 rand. A marketing manager is 55,000 to 60,000 for the first 2 years, then 60 to 80 for the next 3 years, then 80,000 plus after 5 years. I want to get into social media, because that's one that's very common now. A lot of people are starting to see it come up in their syllabuses. You can actually study to become a social media manager or a digital strategist, and that's the new wave. What you can expect to earn in Johannesburg as a social media manager is between 23,000 rand to 35,000 rand. This is true. I've seen this in real life. As a medium level social media manager, it's 35,000 to 48,000 rand. And after 5 years, it's more than that, more than 48,000 rand. Your social media community manager is really the entry level into social media management. This is when they say, we want you to take care of our TikTok account, of our LinkedIn profile, of our Facebook or Instagram pages. Coming into it, you can expect between 18,000 and 28,000 rand a month. Once you've got a bit of experience, it's 28 to 40,000 rand. And once you're a senior, it's 40,000 rand and more. We also have content managers. So these are the people who are responsible for the image of either a business or a person. So this ranges from like an oil company like Shell to a DJ like Uncle Waffles. They're looking at 20 to 38,000 rand a month when they've just started, 38 to 43,000 rand once they become medium level, and then 43,000 rand plus. But this also depends on your client. So if you've got a friend who is a rapper and is asking you to take photos of them and post them on his behalf, he's definitely not paying you 20,000 rand. At the very most, he's giving you a six pack and 500 rand for transport. So just make sure that your agreements are in place before you come back to me and say, my rapper friend is not adhering to industry standards. Digital account manager is 28,500 to 35,000 rand. Medium level is 35 to 45,000 rand. And anything after 5 years is 45,000 rand plus. Another new flavor of the month is an SEO specialist. SEO stands for search engine optimization. So if you've got a company and your company sells milk, whenever somebody types in milk on Google, your company should pop up first. That's what their job entails. They earn between 25 to 32,000 rand at the beginning. Once they've got more than 2 years experience, it's 32 to 52,000 rand. And anything after that is 52,000 rand and more. The full list is available on Ad Talent Africa Salary Survey 2024. You will find the link in our show notes. That wraps up our 32nd episode of African Couch Potato, the mashup. As usual, you can find us on our socials as African Couch Potato, except on Twitter, where we are African Couch Pot. In the weeks that are coming, we're going to have guests. Yes, I will be bringing back people who will be telling us a lot of wonderful things about art direction, wardrobe, as well as other seemingly more riskier careers in media, film, and television. I'm Gino Shedile. For now, goodbye and keep binging.